Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
The world is turning upside down. People who work in the DE&I, diversity, equity, and inclusion space in the corporate offices are losing their jobs, and everybody's losing their minds.
Then everyone loses their mind.
What's going on in the world today? Well, I don't have an answer for that. But I do want to provide some perspective and reflection that at least I'm having, seeing so many layoffs and so many cutting of initiatives and programs and even changing in laws when it comes to efforts that are centered on diversity, equity, inclusion, and creating a belonging workplace where everybody, every identity belongs and thrives. My name is Ray White, equity inclusion strategist, organizational development strategist, and host of On the Mic with Ray White podcast. As a person who is stepping into this field, looking to be one of the leaders who is driving this culture change within our organizations, you can't help but wonder, what is going on? What is happening in this space? Why are so many programs that are geared towards creating a place where people can be seen, heard, and valued are getting cut from these institutions? I mean, you know, we'll link in the show notes, but we have article after article after article, video after video, overturning of different laws that are associated with identities being seen in our world, being overturned, and it's causing people to wonder what's going on. You know, I have been watching the rise of chief diversity officers in the workplace. Now, you know, prior to 2020, there was small steps and inklings of actually conversations talking about creating chief diversity officers within institutions. And actually, this gentleman right here, Damian A. Williams, was actually a person that I was first connected to back in 2018, who was talking about creating chief diversity officer roles within higher ed space and wrote a whole bunch of books about this. And this book intentionally just talks about creating a strategic plan for chief diversity officers within, or any leader really who wants to create a diverse culture within their colleges and universities. And this book was written in 2013. And so chief diversity officers and folks who are interested in the DE&I space within the corporate lens is nothing new. But when George Floyd happened in 2020 and the demand of wanting the increase of systemic oppression, systemic racism to be changed and overturned within the corporate workspaces, increased the level of positionings for a chief diversity officer to be at every organization. Like, it was a mass like flood. You know, if you picture, I don't know if y'all know this movie, but there's a movie called Jingle All the Way, and they had this toy called Turbo Man, and Turbo Man was the thing of the season. And once those doors opened up, everybody flooded the stores, flooded the malls to get this Turbo Man. People was fighting each other and beating each other up for this type of a toy just to give to their kids. That's a weird analogy, but it's a very similar one when it comes to this chief diversity role position being on the top of everybody's list to help address the issues that these longstanding institutions that have been around for hundreds of years have not been practicing equity within this fabric of the organization. And so the answer to that, which is very American, is let's put a person in place. Let's put a person there that is all things diversity. All they have to do is to think, breathe, eat, sleep, DE&I, and whenever we have a problem, solution, or an issue, we direct it to that person, and that person is going to handle all things when it comes to that space. Now think about this. There are 8 billion people in this world, I believe. I think 8 billion. That's a lot of folks. And some of these institutions who have chief diversity officers were overseeing anywhere from, you know, 1 to 5 or to 10,000 people. And there are so many different types of people in that organization, institution, to have only one person be the one to speak to all things diversity, all things equity, all things inclusion within a very short time frame around 2020, 2021, and overturn a lot of these institutional practices that have been very oppressive or more so neglecting identities within the institution. That is mind-boggling, right? That's like wild to consider that you're gonna have one person to be the person that is going to change everything when it comes to the narrative that our organizations and institutions are systemically racist and oppressive to marginalized identities. And so if we take the seat of the DE&I practitioner within this space, they are completely overwhelmed that they have to try to understand the business goals and entities and align themselves to those things. They're going to have to understand each person in their organization and where they are and what they need to be successful. They're going to have to understand the fast-paced lingo when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion space, and how every time you think you're up on game, quote unquote woke, when it comes to DE&I, it changes right away because new information arises and we have to constantly change the way that we are seeing society in this landscape, or and then more importantly, have to engage and honestly defend yourself on a daily basis to people who have ideologies and perspectives and mindsets that have been rooted in this level of discrimination and bias for ages. And if you try to be somebody who's changing their mindset, it has to change their mindset immediately and see how hard that it can be and see how challenging and resistant that can be for yourself. Now picture being somebody who's trying to do that and lead a whole organization through this strategic change and try to combat those limiting beliefs and those conscious biases and those oppressive behaviors and be the one that is seen as somebody who's tearing down their freedoms or tearing down the system that has worked so well for you forever, right? That's hard. So that's the chief diversity role. Now we fast forward ourselves to 2023, where we're seeing mass layoffs and people in this position being taken out of their roles and programs being cut. And it's a lot of it's because what I've seen in the news and in these articles is that, you know, the money ain't right. The money ain't sitting. We've been in an economic downturn for like the last 20 years, right? But recently, since COVID and coming out of COVID, the financials of our institution, the economy of our nation has definitely shifted and changed to where these engagements when it comes to creating DE&I and these initiatives aren't producing in the bottom line or perceived to be producing in the bottom line. And so because of that, chief CEOs and those who are leading these institutions are seeing the DE&I departments as a non-revenue generating department. And because of that, they got to get cut. And so when DE&I practitioners are creating strategies and knowing those strategies aren't going to take a year to accomplish and are doing these training programs, knowing that this training program is not going to overturn an ideology and a mindset immediately, and that it takes constant touch points and resources and conversations and ongoing discussion when it comes to how we approach our work and how we approach ourselves, it as a CEO who has a strategy that is really finite and of maybe 1-5 year time horizon, they look at that and say, this ain't making money, this ain't gonna cut it, so we gotta cut ties with this program. And I'll take the backlash for it. Like I will say, yo, like the money ain't right. I gotta cut the ties with this and we're not gonna move forward with it. And it is unfortunate because these are the positions that are really supposed to be human centric, but business decisions are being made at the expense of the humans that are associated with it. So CDOs are being cut, programs are being cut, statements and these philosophies and these commitments are being walked back because it's not producing as fast as they thought it was going to produce. But when we're working with people and when we are working with mindsets and perspectives, none of these things happen that fast. You got to have a level of patience and you got to have a level of understanding and commitment that some of these things are going to take a lot longer than you expect. So how do you get yourself in a position to think through what it would take to be successful in these culture change initiatives and not see it as something that's going to happen within a day, 90 days, a year, 5 years, what have you.